Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Antonín Dvořák was from Bohemia, a part of Europe that's now in the Czech Republic. Dvořák didn't put any actual folk melodies in his compositions, but he did use forms and rhythms from folk dances. Composers from all around Dvořák's neck of the European woods latched onto dance forms, too. For his set of Czech dances, fellow Czech composer Bedřich Smetana even borrowed a folk tune. Smetana wasn't the only one to use that stepping dance. Austrian composer Franz Joseph Haydn put it into the last movement of his Symphony No. 104. For half a century, most of Central Europe belonged to the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In Austria, they danced the Ländler, like this one by Josef Lanner. As you can tell from the name, the country of Hungary was also a big part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Hungarian composer Béla Bartók lived after the days of the empire and before most people realized how important their folk music was. Bartók spent a lot of time collecting folk music from all over his country. Some of the best dance music he found was in the easternmost part of the country, Transylvania, which has gone back and forth, sometimes belonging to Hungary, sometimes to Romania. Romania, Hungary, and Austria are south of the Czech Republic. Just north of the Czech Republic is Poland, home to a dance called the mazurka. Polish composer Frédéric Chopin wrote a lot of mazurkas. The Polonaise is a dance that has the name of the country, Poland, hidden in it. Chopin wrote a lot of Polonaises, too. In Russia, they dance the hopak. But because there's no letter with an H sound in Russian, they call it the gopak. This gopak is from the opera Sarachintsy Fair by Modest Mussorgsky. Most of these dances have interesting names. But some dances by German composer Ludwig van Beethoven are just called German dances. Here's another dance by Beethoven, a contra dance. Beethoven obviously liked that dance because he recycled it in his ballet, The Creatures of Prometheus. And in his third symphony, called the Eroica.
Thank you.
amazing what a composer like Beethoven can do with one little dance, isn't it? Next month, music by another German composer, someone who came from a whole family of musicians. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which was produced with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please listen next time for music by Johann Sebastian Bach on Classics for Kids.